Let us sit with an attitude of surrender to Bhagwan and to Pujya Gurudev. May they be with us. As we meditate together, let us sit with back erect but not stiff. Eyes softly closed. Avoiding all outside impressions, either seeing, hearing, smelling. Soft smile on the lips. Let us start with Anulom Vilom, your fingers above your eyebrows, and alternately, five times left, five times right, and then five times alternate. Slow deep breaths. And pause. Take your time with each breath. Now hands on your thighs, continue to breathe in and out without the fingers, left and right, alternate. Now consciously relax the body from head to toe and toes to the head, stopping at each part to relax. Head, forehead, face, neck, and so on, slowly, totally relax each part of the body. Body and mind is still and relaxed. Last 2 weeks, we had talked about Lord as Bhagwan Shiva, and as the formless, all-pervading truth. Today, the Kaivalya Upanishad Rishi continues. Sa eva sarvam yad bhutam yaccha bhavyam sanatanam. Jnatva tam mrityum atyeti nanya pantha vimuktaye. The teacher says that which is form and formless, that alone, sa evam, sarvam, everything that you see in this universe is that alone, and also the formless beyond that sustains everything. In all the 14 worlds, it is that alone that is expressing. And also in my body, mind, and intellect. So eva, that alone is expressing. यत् भूतं यच्च भव्य सनातनम्। Not only now, but whatever has appeared before in numerous kalpas, in numerous creations, this is not the first manifestation. There have been many such appearances for billions of years. And that was there in the past, before all of that, is now. Yachcha bhavyam. And whatever will appear in the future, anything that will appear, and this creation will go on endless. That consciousness will remain even when the different universes appear and disappear. In the presence and absence of this entire universe, that alone will remain. Even when my body, mind, and intellect are no longer on this earth, the consciousness that is my true nature will remain. It is Sanatanam, it is eternal, endless. What is the benefit of knowing that? Jnatva tam mrityum atyeti. Knowing that, one goes beyond death. Mrityum atyeti. Death is the world of change, where there is constant changes in us and in the surroundings. Final change is the death of the body. But knowing I am that consciousness, that is my true nature, I go beyond all birth and death. I realize my immortal existence. And that is to happen in this birth itself, not after death. Na anya pantha muktaye. There is no other path except knowledge. Karma yoga, bhakti, upasana, pranayama will help to purify the mind. The knowledge has to manifest within as I. For what purpose? Vimuktaye. For complete liberation. our bondages are physical attachments to things and beings. Mental dependence on people and situations. And intellectual attachments to our ideas, concepts. How do I get through the bondages and the fluctuations of my body, mind, intellect? By holding on to the truth that I am that immutable avyayam consciousness. And that is at the core of my being. As I. Aham, aham, aham. So for the next 10 minutes in silence, we will contemplate on the truth of my true nature and maintain our attention on that, avoiding running into the world of objects. Keep the mind centered on that. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। वन सजेशन बिफोर गोइंग टू बेड, मेडिटेशन मे बी डिफिकल्ट because mind is racing. So spend 20 minutes before going to bed chanting the name of the Lord. Take a jap mala, the beads, rosary beads, and as you move each bead, take a deep breath and chant the name of the Lord. Slowly, you will find that 20 minutes helps you to sleep better and the mind will be quiet in the morning to start the meditation. Slowly, as you move each bead, chant the name of the Lord and slowly breathe in and out. Try that for a while and see. Thank you.